for the last good while, you will be familiar with the fact that we are doing a series of interviews with people involved with Near FM, it being the 25th year of Near FM's existence. And we have spoken to a wide and varied selection of presenters and people heavily involved with the studio and with what we do here. But I thought this morning we would change tack slightly, because none of us could be able or would be able to do what we do without the expertise of our technical crew. And with that in mind, on the other end of the all-electric telephone is one of our lead technicians and sound engineers, Paul Brassel. Paul, good afternoon and welcome to your station.
Thanks, Donnie. Thanks for having me.
Paul, maybe we could start. You came, how long are you here now?
Over 3.5 years, we've come with near.
3.5 years. Now, I mean, you obviously had a technical background when you came here, because we all could see from the very first day you walked through the door that you had a panache for the technical side of things. Did that go way back to your childhood, or was it something you picked up in school, or how did that interest come about?
Basically, you know, ever since I was a child, I've always had behind the back of the TV, you know, trying to fix things and messing with videos and everything like that. And then I went to Colchester College and stuff, and I did computer systems and networks in there, and then from there, on radio.
No.
Straight on to sound engineering.
A lot of people, you know, that they listen to us here and, you know, they listen to the programs and it all sounds wonderful, but none of that could happen. Especially, Paul, and I want you to talk about this a little bit, if you would. When we go to do outside broadcasts, and they are an absolute logistical and technical minefield. And I mean, you've worked with us on productions here on a load of the outside broadcasts on the history series, but also we'll say the likes of the day when we're covering an election count. That has to be an absolute nightmare for you, because you're trying to keep 3 or 4 balls in the air at the one time.
Yeah, well, you constantly have to be, you know, ready to sort of adapt to any change in the situation. You know, like, you know, we've done plenty of outside broadcasts from St. Dan's to the U Lane series to the Woodkey summer sessions, up to having, you know, PDs for an election, for councillors as well, micing them up. Audiences, and you wouldn't realise, you know, the microphones that all go into it, and having to keep track and levelled and everything the whole shebang.
And the thing about it is, Paul, that, you know, to do that seamlessly and to make a thing work to the standard that it happens here, that does not happen by accident. I mean, like, we'll say, for argument's sake, you spoke there about the Hugh Lane, or even about, we'll say, the way we always have the debates here between all the local candidates come election time. I mean, that's not a case of Paul Brassel rocking in here a half an hour beforehand. There's days and days of work and planning goes into that, Paul. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, well, we have to basically get to organise everything. Like, it's not just the sound engineers. Like, there's a lot of production that goes in behind the scenes as well, from the likes of our station manager, Sally Galliana, to the likes of yourself, Donnie. You know, basically, you have to do a lot of production for the likes of one of those events. And it's all communication between the whole lot, you know. So that's the key, is communication. Once everyone is communicating, everything works smoothly.
And another thing, and I've heard both you and Gay Graham, the head engineer here, speak about it. Some places that you go, and you may not be travelling a huge distance from here, but if you can't get a signal, or if the internet isn't up to scratch, it's an absolute nightmare. And I think, was it one of them in town, the whole thing had to be moved because there wasn't a snowball's chance in hell of getting a signal where you were.
Yeah, well, we've a couple of contingency plans. So we normally, you've probably seen the van that we use, the Near FM van, going around with the big aerial on top. Like, we can broadcast from that van back to the station, depending on the distance. And if it goes a greater distance than that, and then we'll have to rely on the likes of internet and broadband. But that's subject to the speeds and connections. But we have to say, like, speed and connections for talking over the internet or that type of data has gotten improved tenfold over the last couple of years, so it makes life a lot easier.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I'm sure, Paul, that it's always nerve jangling when you're in a situation like that, and you make the connection back to the station, and that first couple of seconds to see what the quality is like, that has to be, I mean, you've all the work done at that stage, all the background, yeah. The recce is done, everything is sorted, and when that button is pressed, if something goes wrong, that has to be absolutely.
Yeah, well, that's the make or break moment. You know, it's like, if you could do all the other work, but it means nothing if you can't get the signal back to the station on time. You know, it's all got to do with timekeeping and communication. That's why a lot of work goes in behind the scene into making sure that we have that connection and that the testing and everything is done beforehand, before we go live.
And I think, Paul, in fairness, and it was one thing that was in my mind when I rang you to organise this morning. I think it's very, very important that people listening to our chat today, and irrespective if they're not listening to Near FM all the time, but every time they switch on their radio, be it at home, in their car, listen to something on the phone, switch on their television, there is a whole team and hundreds of Paul Brazzles that nobody ever sees and nobody ever hears about. If they don't do their stuff, people listening don't get to hear or see anything.
Yeah, well, it's always the guy in the background, the quiet guy, that sort of makes everything work, you know, in the end. But, you know, we don't have a program without you, Donny.
Well, now, I'm not a one-man operation, in fairness, Paul. Tell me this, and don't worry, there's nobody listening. It's only a chat between you and me. Was there any absolute monumental cock-ups where everything that could possibly go wrong went wrong when you were either here or out on the, as we say, out in the field?
Yeah, well, sometimes we can have situations where things go wrong and we don't have a lot of time. Like, we were doing the Woodkey summer sessions there recently, just during the summer before, well, it was actually last summer, yeah. And we managed to get that done, and we had to run, it was in the amphitheatre there at the Dublin Corporation building there on Fitzgibbon Street, up around there, and they have a little amphitheatre there, and we ran a connection from their broadband, so we had some overhead wires coming in, and right 5 minutes before the broadcast, a truck came along and took down our cable. So we managed to sort it out right in time, but like 5 minutes before broadcast.
But this is the thing, you see, Paul, and I'm sure there's nobody listening this morning or this afternoon will forgive me if I don't ask this question. You're about to go live with something like that. Then along comes a truck, takes the cables halfway across Dublin with him. How do you buy the time then?
That's where we rely on the skill of our presenters back at home. You know, so in the station where you are there, that's when we're relying on the likes of you to keep the show going in case that we do run into these problems, to keep it seamless.
In other words, bluff.
Yeah.
And in fairness, Paul, no, that's very funny. It's a good anecdotal. And it does, you know, it does put into perspective the indispensable work that the technicians and the sound engineers do. But you do a lot more than that. I mean, you look after the podcasting. I know Gay is...
I listen again, so.
Yes, and I know Gay is very much into... He's continuously checking the gear to make sure that everything works. You will never be handed something here if you're going out to do a job outside without it being checked to make sure that it's right, be it from the reporter phone to Zooms or Marantz's or anything like that. Everything is checked. But there's a continual check here to make sure the stuff is up to scratch and serviceable. That's a lot of work in itself outside of the other stuff you do, because I know, Paul, that you come in when you're here and you do the desk for people, you actually do the full sound engineer repartee, but also a man that said, oh, I'm never going to talk on the radio, I'm only there to press the buttons and fix the wires and make sure everything works. You're doing lunchtime now for us as well, so what... How do you find that?
Near FM. Near FM gets you involved in all aspects from, you know, from the ground up. So, like, you know, and it's all inclusive. So, you know, it's sort of, you know, if you're willing to learn, they're willing to show you.
And how did find that, Paul, when you went from, we'll say, the real technical side where you didn't have to be heard, to sitting behind a mic, and all of a sudden when the red light comes on, you have to talk, as well as keep an eye on what you're at?
Oh, it's still constantly nerve-wracking. Some people are really comfortable talking on the radio. Some people need that push.
And in fairness, you know, it's a point you made there, Paul, and it was a very well-made point as well, that Near FM are very good to give you the push. And, you know, a lot of people don't, I think that they don't see the potential in themselves, but the people here at Near FM see it, and you will be pushed and edged along, and without being put under pressure, but you'll be moved into a position, comfortably moved along, and all of a sudden you're doing this without even realising you're doing it.
Yeah, that's true. That's the beauty of Near FM, you know. They're all-inclusive, so they don't want you in one aspect of the job, you know. They want you involved in everything.
Well, in fairness, Paul, you embraced it, and unfortunately, we are tight for time, Paul, but it has been brilliant to talk to you. It's always and ever an absolute pleasure to work with you. I mean, you're an absolute gentleman to your fingertips, and exceptionally good, may I say, at what you do. But it is great to get the perspective from the technical side of it. As I said, the guys that keep everything going here, because we have had, and you well know it, Paul, mid program, bang, mics can go, a desk can go down on you. It has happened to us. Phone lines can go. You know, when you're on live radio and something goes wrong, you know, the first thing you're doing is screaming for the technicians, because if you can't broadcast,
you don't have a show.
You don't have a show.
That's it. We want to avoid dead air at all costs.
Yes, that is the big no-no. That's where the big stick comes out and you get a slap of it if you have dead air, which I had a couple of seconds of this morning, by the way. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Paul, listen, as I said, thanks a million for taking the time to talk to me this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
And it's a pleasure to work with you. And we will look forward to many adventures in the future.
No problem, Tony. Take it easy and take care.
God bless, Paul, and you too. Okay. That's Paul Brazel, Paul, technician and sound engineer here with Near FM. Just to give you a little, I suppose, insight into what happens behind the scenes when we're all talking and when we're doing our thing here, and we're the people that you hear and we're the people that you text into or ring into if we're hearing our own or whatever. But none of that could happen without the likes of Paul and the crew that's around him. Maybe we'll talk to more of them in the coming weeks, because as I said, no man is an island, and certainly not when it comes to this business. And I know you're all used to hearing, and I'm not going to name any presenters, because as sure as God I leave out one if I mention two or three, but none of what we do and none of what you hear could happen without the likes of Paul.